Let's talk about reading philosophies. I've been trying to think about a really good reading philosophy for the start of this year, and I think what I've come up with is I want to read books that make me a better character in my own story. So let's start with three things I'm not going to do this year, or I'm going to try to avoid this year. First of all, I don't want to just keep reading something because I started it. If I'm not feeling it, I want to drop it. If, you know, nobody wants to be a quitter, but also I want to guard my time. And if there's something that's not really engaging me, it's time to set it down. Secondly, I don't want to read something just because other people like it. I do have a long list of books that friends have recommended to me, and it's on my TBR, to be read list, and I'm very excited about it. But I don't want to ever pick up a book just because someone else recommended it. My hope is that if I'm reading a book someone recommended it to me, it's because I'm also really enjoying it and getting something out of it, not just because it's popular. Number three, I don't want to read books that will make me worse in any way or less smart in any way. And yes, this is possible. I think sometimes people think that just reading books makes you smarter. And I've recognized at this point that that is not always the case. There are some books out there that make some of their readers discontent maybe, or kind of suggest that we should have different expectations that aren't really in line with reality. Or sometimes they're just so poorly written that they actually teach us you know, worse ways to think, worse thought patterns. So I think that those are my three big things. I don't want to read a book continually just because I started it. I don't want to read something just because others like it. And I don't want to read anything that's going to make me less intelligent or worse in any way. It's time for a little confession. I just read a book where I pretty much broke all of these rules. And let me explain. I just finished The Return of Tarzan, which is the second book in the series about Tarzan. So the first one is Tarzan of the Apes. That's kind of more of the origin story of Tarzan. It's a lot of what we see in the Disney movie, if you guys have watched Tarzan, the Disney movie, which I really, really enjoy. I love the movie. I love the music in the movie, the way the characters are, everything like that. And I really, really enjoyed the first book, Tarzan of the Apes. It was dramatic, but it was really, really fun seeing the origins of this character and getting to know everyone on a much deeper level than the movie had time to portray. I really enjoyed it. So this year, the first book I read was the sequel, which I was very, very hopeful about. The first book was riveting. I was very ready for something, for another action-packed, exciting story full of romance and adventure. Unfortunately, you guys, it was really, really boring. So I broke my first rule. I kept reading just because I kept hoping it would get better. And unfortunately, in my opinion, it did not. I also kept reading because I guess not technically because others like it, but because I felt like I should like it because I liked the first one. So I kept pushing through. Not a good idea. It never got better. And it didn't live up to those expectations. And, you know, my third rule, I was going to try to avoid things that make me worse in any way. One thing I have to think about as a writer is I pick up a little bit of whatever I read, and that does influence my writing. So the things that I'm reading are going to influence my craft. And I really don't want any of my books to be this boring. I don't want them to drag. And so I'm going to have to read a lot of really beautifully written, exciting stuff to balance out this first book of the year. So you could say I've failed completely at, I feel like, you know, this reading through all of The Return of Tarzan really was kind of a failure in terms of my reading philosophy. But here's the good news, is reading Tarzan, The Return of Tarzan, actually really made me start to think about my reading philosophy and clarify. I need to clarify why I'm reading and what kind of things I'm going to be reading this year, because otherwise I'm going to end up reading a lot more books like this, and I don't want to do that. I want to be intentional about my journey, intentional about what I'm looking for. So reading Tarzan of the Apes, sorry, Tarzan of the Apes is the first one. That's a good one. Reading The Return of Tarzan, it really helped push me to kind of think a little bit more about my goals, and about my philosophy. So in the end, it can still be a win when we learn something from it. So we talked about the negatives in the philosophy, what I want to avoid, what I don't want to do. Let's talk about three positives. Going forward, what I do want to do. So number one, I want to read for the joy of it. Books should be fun, they should be exciting, they should be beautiful. I want to be emotionally connected with the characters. I want to be passionate about these things because I want, part of my reading philosophy is not just to intake, ingest information. I want to enjoy every second of it. I want to have fun with it. And, you know, there might be some times where the books are sad, they're hard to listen, or they're hard to read, they're hard to get through. But I want to be fully present to the story and hopefully going on a journey and enjoying that journey, enjoying the growth of it as well. Number two, every book I read should make me a better person in some way. I want to read more books which show me heroic characters, show me beauty, show me I want the books I read not to just inspire me to be better, not just, you know, awaken a deeper desire to be better, but I also want books that show me how to get there, that teach me through example of what it looks like to be a hero and how that person became a hero. So I want to read books that are a little bit more inspiring, uplifting, and push me to be a better person as well. And honestly, guys, sometimes the best thing for me in the moment is humor. So maybe I'll read a couple of comedies or really funny light books. But whatever it is, I want to find books that are going to kind of help me become the person that I want to be. So I want to, like I said in the beginning, kind of that overarching philosophy, read books that make you a better character of your own story. And finally, this is kind of a personal goal. I want to grow my capacity to understand more difficult books. And I also want to try to conquer books that I feel are really intimidating. So I want to be able to better understand books that are more complex, that deal with maybe deeper issues or have a more advanced vocabulary. I want to be able to tackle these books with courage or confidence, I guess. You would think, you know, after reading a lot of books, I would hope that I'm pretty good at tackling any books, but there are definitely a lot of books still that I find incredibly intimidating, either because of the massive volume or the philosophical depth that they have within the cover. So I want to be able to tackle those books confidently and push myself to rise to more challenging reads. So that's something I'm really looking forward to as well. I think it's going to be good to be able to kind of, you know, just tackle any book that I think sounds interesting, regardless of whether or not it also sounds a little intimidating. So, on to better books and a better me. I'm glad in the end of the day I can take some lessons from my very first book of the year and hopefully read a little books that are a little bit more exciting and a little bit more helpful in the future. Happy reading, friends. If you have a reading philosophy, let me know in the comments or send me a DM at Jacqueline Rose Gold on Instagram. I'd love to hear your reading philosophy. Love to hear your thoughts on how do you approach books. This is fascinating. Anyways, happy reading.